This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, it wasn't just the Pens losing to the Isles in OT. There was some fun over at PNC Park. There was a Steelers rookie camp getting started. A lot over the weekend. We wrap it up in the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead! Number five.
All right, let's start with who wasn't out on the ice yesterday. We all assumed that Evgeny Malkin was going to play in game one, yet he ended up out of the lineup yesterday. So are we ever going to get Gino at 100% in these playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. It was very curious. It was a game-time decision, and they said that like 3 hours before the game. Mm-hmm. And then at game time, he was not playing. I don't know. The real question for me is, in the last four games of the regular season, did he re-injure something, or did he come back and was never fully healthy? That to
right.
me, because those are two very different things.
Yeah, and Mike Sullivan was just talking the other day about how he was just needed to shake some rust off, right?
Yeah.
I have a feeling, a bad hunch, it's not based on any actual information, just to be clear, that this is going to be one of those things that nags him the rest of the way and that we find out in the offseason was something fairly significant. It had to be to keep him out of game one of the playoffs. If they can get him back to a point where he can get on the ice and be of benefit to them, they will. But it's fair to question whether I don't think 100% is in the offing at any point during this postseason run, unless they let him sit for a couple of weeks. And if you get down a couple of games to the Islanders, I don't know if you can afford to do that.
Number four.
Najee Harris, he had a media availability in rookie minicamp over the weekend. Here's part of his answer to a question about a one-handed catch that he made.
I always been catching the ball, man. The reason why I say it is because every time somebody says
I'm talking
question,
about the one-handed catch, and you nearly caught the one behind
I
the
always
back.
Do that.
Okay.
I always do that.
All right.
not to brag or nothing, but it's like, what the heck, like, anything is your, it wasn't luck. I can tell you that since y'all was watching. I'll do it again for you. Nah, I'm going to try it. But I mean, like, it's not something I work on. I've been doing that since like middle school. I mean, it's just, I got big hands, man.
So do you like the response, the quote unquote attitude here from Najee?
This is, you remember when I say how the NFL is the product that we're most addicted to in sports and maybe mm-hmm. in American culture? The NFL has us hooked. This is a prime example that we are parsing through not two different things. We are parsing through a catch in practice without a defense out there and without football pads on
right.
that is at a rookie minicamp. We are parsing through a one-handed catch there. And then we are parsing through and reacting to an answer that was after a question asked about a catch, a one-handed catch at a practice at a rookie camp without a defense out there. I guess I like the answer, but it just goes to show our thirst in American sporting culture for all things football. I love it, but I just say, I don't know. In 3 months, nobody's going to remember any of that conversation.
What was I sitting here watching this morning before we got ready for the show? Mike Tomlin's press availability from yesterday.
We can't get enough NFL
minicamp.
Football.
Yeah. No, but as to Najee Harris's answer there, look, if you've watched any of Najee's interviews over the last few months, even before he was drafted by the Steelers, that you can tell the dude's got an engaging personality. He is. He's very good in front of a camera and or a microphone. And that's just him being himself. There was a great profile written about him in The Athletic last week that talked about just his freakish athletic ability and how in ninth grade he was juking Joe Mixon out of his shoes and taking over games on the varsity team. So, look, he knows he's good. He knows he's physically talented, and that's okay. That's what we want out of the guy, isn't it?
Number three.
Mitch Keller had 8 strikeouts in 5 innings yesterday against the Giants, but gave up 2 runs and 3 walks in a loss. Should we be trying to evaluate this guy start to start? I mean, what does this start mean for Mitch Keller?
First of all, Mitch Keller doesn't do anything for me until I see 2 good starts in a row. So that's the first thing, like really good starts in a row. And I am now absolutely decided that Mitch Keller is a guy that gets evaluated at the end of the year. Yeah. In full form.
I've jumped off the what do we make of this Mitch Keller start bandwagon that a lot of us were on to start the season, because to your point, Colin, it's got to be in full form now. It's got to be, what do we make out of a month's worth of starts, or what do we make out of a season's worth of starts? To sit here and try to overanalyze every single Mitch Keller start, not only is it not fair to him probably, but we're just not going to get a lot out of it.
Number two.
Tristan Jarry, not exactly sharp in the Penguins' OT loss to the Islanders yesterday, especially getting beat glove side. So are you now worried about whether he'll be good enough, not only in this series, but beyond?
Talk to me tomorrow night at about 8:30, about an hour into that game. Honestly, I'm not worried right now. I still think it's a 50-50 proposition that the Penguins win this series. But tomorrow's first period, I think, will tell a huge tale as to where Tristan Jarry is.
Yeah, if he struggles tomorrow, then we've got legitimate worries, because not only will you have to think about what you do if his struggles continue, you'll have to worry about whether Casey DeSmith is healthy or not as well, because he was scratched yesterday. It would be nice to be able to have Casey DeSmith there ready to pull the plug or break the fire extinguisher glass, I guess, for lack of a better analogy, to go to him if you have to. But I expect Jarry to bounce back. If he doesn't bounce back, then we can be worried about what they're going to do in that spot moving forward.
Number one.
I think this was part of your answer to the last question, Colin, but does the game one result change your opinion on how you think the series is going to turn out?
A little bit. I'm less confident, but I still think it's I'm at about a 50-50 proposition now that the Penguins will win this series. They, for parts of the game, I thought late first period and through that early second period, I thought they were the better hockey team for sure. I felt as if they didn't keep the pedal down. There were some times they played very hesitant toward the latter half of the second period, then in through that third period. They definitely didn't get the better goaltending, and their goaltender was Sorokin was in the exact same situation pretty much as Tristan Jarry. But I still think that the Penguins are more talented top to bottom. I just do, and I think for me, most of the time in playoff situations, especially in a series and not just a one-off, talent generally rises to the top, but it didn't last year against Montreal.
Or the year before that against
the Islanders.
Yeah, no, I'm still confident that they win the series. Not as confident as I was going into the weekend, obviously, because there's a few more question marks surrounding Jarry. But, yeah, I still think they're going to win in 6. 5, probably a little less of a possibility now, because I don't know if they'll piece together 4 in a row against the Islanders the way they play. But, yeah, I still think they win in 6. So that, I think, it all comes out tomorrow in how Tristan Jarry plays. That'll be a huge deciding factor going forward.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.